Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Australia's Prime Minister says police have carried out raids to foil a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft. Four men so far arrested. We get more now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Senior police commanders say the raids were allegedly linked to an Islamic-inspired plot, although no specific details of time, date or location have been revealed. It's been reported the raids weren't planned, but were a rapid response to a tip-off received by the police. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the authorities have foiled what appears to be an elaborate conspiracy.
We have the finest security, police, intelligence services in the world. The major counter-terrorism operation which has occurred is an example of the way in which terrorist plots are uncovered and disrupted.
Additional security measures have been put in place at Sydney Airport and have now been extended to other parts of the country. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. military has strongly countered Iran's claim a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier fired warning shots over one of its ships in an unprofessional manner. While conducting a routine patrol in international airspace of the Arabian Gulf, a U.S. Navy helicopter did observe several Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps naval vessels approaching U.S. naval forces at a high rate of speed and then buzz the Iranian vessels, which halted their approach. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claims his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire U.S. mainland. This follows a test launch Friday by Pyongyang. China has condemned the test. Japan, South Korea, U.S. looking to the U.N. for help. This is VOA News.